The Mystical Cloud, Chapter 5. They stared up at the clear blue sky, cloudless, endless, stretching into space. It appeared to sparkle like a diamond, enthralling the minds of Hilary and Geoffrey. They lay down in the meadow and kept staring, captivated by its grandeur. They felt the warm air flowing gently across the field and over their bodies, cooling them slightly in the heat of the day. The smell of fresh honeysuckle wafted in the breeze, an exquisite yet delicate fragrance. Indeed, the day was captivating. The two children lay immersed in the enchanting atmosphere. Suddenly, a cloud appeared above them. Puzzled, they wondered how this had happened and where it had come so unexpectedly. Mere seconds before, the sky had been cloudless. And it was no ordinary cloud. It looked strange, mystical even. Peace penetrated their whole bodies. Peace that was overwhelming beyond their comprehension. Colours beyond anything they'd ever seen flickered between the outsides of the clouds. Astounded, they watched the colourful array move towards them. As the cloud neared, the sound of angelic voices singing and speaking simultaneously in an unfamiliar language filled the air. Hilary and Geoffrey realised that they should be afraid. Neither could they understand why they weren't. All they knew was that peace and joy enveloped them. Both were unaware that their world was about to change. Hilary was conscious that she could be daydreaming, perhaps hallucinating because of the heat. "Geoffrey," she whispered attentively, not wanting to make a fool of herself. "Do you see what I see?" Geoffrey, less hesitant to express his awe, replied, "Wow, what is that? It's the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. It's the most wondrous thing I've ever experienced." A peaceful, tingling sensation rippled through their bodies, and the smell of honeysuckle was replaced with lavender. Whatever was happening was definitely not of this world. This was an exceptional, unexplained, yet undeniable experience. Neither wanted it to end. The cloud moved closer still. Hilary and Geoff saw faces. Hilary was just about to pluck up the courage to attempt speaking to people in the cloud when, "Hilary! Hilary! Is that you?" With mutual disappointment, Hilary and Geoff were snapped from the beauty of their experiences and were back in the reality of their current world. Uncle Archie was calling. He had seen Hilary resting in the grass. Hilary, a little shaky from the cloud experience, stood up slowly. "Uncle Archie," she explained, "it's so good to see you. How have you been, and how's Auntie Margaret?" "Aunt Margaret's fine, and we're all doing well." "My, how you've grown," said Uncle Archie with a smile. "And who's this?" he inquired, looking at Geoff, who had also risen to his feet. "This is Geoff," smiled Hilary. "Nice to meet you, Geoff." "Uncle Arch," she gave Geoffrey a hand and hearty shake. "And you," grinned Geoff. He wondered when his hand would be returned to him. Hilary couldn't resist looking at all the goodies Uncle Archie had in his bag. Her eyes glanced at the bag more, and a few times she remembered the previous visits when Uncle Archie had been so generous. "Oh, Hilary, I brought you some box chocolates," said Uncle Archie, quenching her curiosity. "Thrilled," Hilary said. "Oh, thank you, I really appreciate that." "Ach, no problem," laughed Uncle Archie. "Let's go and see your mum and dad." Hilary turned to Geoff with a wistful smile. "I'm away, Geoff. See you later," he asked. "Yep, I'll catch up with you later." Hilary pointed to the chocolates, indicating she would share them with Geoff. Hilary and Uncle Archie began to walk back to the house. Although Hilary was pleased to see her uncle, she couldn't stop thinking about her strange encounter with the cloud. Uncle Archie was trying to make conversation, but Hilary lost in thought, wasn't paying much attention. Embarrassed, Hilary tried to redeem herself. "What did you say, Uncle Archie?" "Oh, never mind," he said, shrugging his shoulders, but still with a smile on his lips. "Sorry," Hilary said quietly. "I've been daydreaming again." Archie didn't seem to notice. He was more bothered by the heat. His brow was covered with beads of sweat, and no amount of mopping with a handkerchief seemed to stop his perspiration. He headed for a shaded tree, hoping that any coolness he might find would alleviate his discomfort. Hilary noticed that his white short-sleeved shirt was soaked with sweat. "Let's get going," Hilary suggested kindly a few minutes later. "It's only going to get hotter out here, and it'll be nice to get the cool inside the house." However much she tried to focus her attention on Uncle Archie, Hilary's mind kept flashing back to the mystical cloud. Her thoughts were a mixture of awe and confusion. "Is there another world out there?" she wondered. They passed some cows gazing in the field. "Hello, Hilary." Hilary gulped and stepped back. Uncle Archie was still talking. He hadn't greeted her. She quickly dismissed what had happened, reasoning that she must have imagined it. "Hello again, Hilary." No, it wasn't her imagination. She looked more closely at the cows. They had her attention, all right. Had one of them just spoken to her? Surely not. She sincerely hoped she wasn't going crazy. A big black cow close to her tilted its head. Chewing grass, he spoke again in a low voice. "Hello, Hilary." She stumbled backwards in her bum, thumping onto the grass. Clambering back to her feet, she brushed herself off, feeling awkward. Uncle Archie looked concerned. "Oh my, my, Hilary, are you okay?" Hilary recovered from her fall, but Uncle Archie fussed over her, checking to ensure she hadn't hurt herself. "I'm okay, Uncle Archie, it's so strange, I could have sworn one of those cows spoke to me." Quiet for a moment, Hilary was unsure what Uncle Archie would say. Then he roared with laughter. "Oh, goodness, child, you have some imagination. I didn't hear anything." Irritated at his reaction, Hilary pretended to have been mistaken. She knew without a doubt that she'd heard one of those cows speak. But there was no point arguing with someone who was oblivious to it. Peeking over her shoulder, she saw the cows chewing grass happily and silently. She was confused. Determined to find out more at a later stage, she changed the subject. Hilary remembered that she wanted to ask Uncle Archie about God. Actually, she was even more curious to know something about God, following the extraordinary things that had happened to her that day. "Uncle Archie," answered Hilary, as best he could. "God is a supreme being," he stated, "and he loved every single one of us. Whether we believe in him or not is a choice. He leaves it up to us." Uncle Archie wasn't making much sense to Hilary, but his words did leave her contemplating the existence of another world, which that existed outside of the world that she could see. Archie continued talking about God as they walked. It wasn't long before Hilary switched off and thought again about the cloud and the cow. 10 minutes later, and they saw their destination in the distance. The Hickenbotham house was a small, run-down cottage shared by a beautiful garden. Honeysuckle bloomed at either side of the garden path, releasing its pleasant smells. Mr. Hickenbotham took pride in his garden, so it always was immaculate. Hilary called out to her mother, "Mum, "Mum, Uncle Archie's here." Hilary's mother appeared at the door, a small framed woman with dark hair. Her worn features gave her the impression of a person who hadn't an easy life. Her years of poverty and alcoholism had taken its toll. She had long since lost her dreams and hopes of a better life, and her skin was sallow and wrinkled, making her looking older than her years. "Oh, Archie," she cried, arms outstretched, ready to embrace him. "It's so good to see you." "It's good to see you too, Anne," said Archie, receiving her hug. "Now, where's Stanley, my beloved brother?" Anne's face fell into a smile. "Och, I'll give you two guesses. Och, don't tell me he's down at the pub again." Anne lowered her voice. "Oh, I'm afraid so, Archie. He's probably already well gone." "Oh, Anne, I'm so sorry. I don't know what he's been doing this. I don't know why he's been doing this." "Never mind, Archie. You come in and join us for lunch. Stan said he'll be home early to see you." Uncle Archie followed Anne inside. Hilary sat in the doorstep and watched them disappear into the house. She heard them reminiscing about bygone times and family events. "Mum," she called out, I'm going to Jeff's house." There was no reply. Hilary called out again, but her mother was focused on Archie's visit. Pausing for a moment, she thought, "Oh, what the heck," and skipped down the road.